花钱。
You know, in America, the biggest financial month is December.
你知道, 在美国最重要的那个月份就是
They always watch for the amount of shopping people spend money on.
他们非常关注人们花在购物上的花费。
Today, Christmas is not really appreciated in its true spirit.
今天很多人并不真正了解圣诞的意义。
The day will come.
有一天会到来,
when the Lord Jesus returns,
当主耶稣基督降临的时候,
then the full impact and blessing of Christmas will be known.
人们才会明白圣诞所带来的福气。
So we are here to remember our Lord's first coming.
所以我们在这里今天是要纪念耶稣第一次的来临。
I'm supposed to do baptism first, isn't it?
我要先主持这个施洗的典礼。
So I think I have sermon first. No difference. All right, whatever is first doesn't matter.
那么先施洗呢，还是先讲道都没有关系。
Dearly beloved,
亲爱的,
we're here to remember that God so loved us.
我们今天来这里是要纪念神非常的爱我们。
And he sent us his only begotten son.
他赐下了他唯一的独生子。
You know, that was the greatest event after creation.
你知道这是在神创世以后另一件非常大的事吗?
The greatest event before then was the creation.
在这之前呢，就是神创造了天地。
When God created the heavens and the earth,
当神创造了宇宙万物天和地,
and man and woman,
也创造了人,
and all the rest of the animals,
还有所有其他的动物,
that was the greatest event.
那是那最大的一件事情。
Today, scientific men so-called debunk the doctrine of creation.
今天, 那些所谓的科学家呢, 就不接受了这个, 这个说法。
I pray that all our people here, especially the youths, will remember that God made us.
我祷告我们当中,尤其是那些年轻人会记得我们是被神造的。
And God loved us.
神也爱我们。
And he came for us.
他来到这里也是为了。
This is the meaning of Christmas.
这就是圣诞的真正意义了。
You know that God made elaborate preparations for the coming of his son.
神为了他独生子的降世呢，做了很精密的准备。
And for that, I would like to turn you to the Word of God.
我要大家现在来看神的。
In the prophecy of Isaiah,
在以赛亚书所记载了这个预言。
Chapter 7.
第七章。
Jesus was to come to earth as the Son of God.
耶稣要来到这个世界上来做，他是神的儿子。
Not the son of any man or woman.
不是任何一个男或者女的儿子。
But son of God.
他是神的儿子。
Please understand this very clearly.
请大家要很清楚地了解这个事实。
So there was no human father.
所以他根本没有人类的父亲。
Verse 14 of chapter 7.
以赛亚书7章14节。
Therefore the Lord will give us a sign.
因此主自己要给你们一个兆头。
Behold, it will be a virgin give birth.
必有童女怀孕生子。
And bear a son.
她会怀孕生子。
And she calls his name Emmanuel.
给她起名叫以马内利。
We all have names given by our fathers.
我们大家都有父母。
What is your name?
你的名字是什么呢?
Do you know the meaning of your name?
你知道你的名字的意思吗?
I remember when I was in school,
我记得当我还在求学的时候,
another boy was called 天才.
有一个男生叫做天才。
And that is not easy to live up to that name.
那么要符合这样的名字非常困难。
You got to strive to be the genius in everything.
你也必须要竭力真的做到做一个天才。
What is your name, dear friends?
亲爱朋友，你的名字是什么？
The name of Jesus was called Emmanuel.
耶稣的名字是以马内利。
So that even in the name we know he's not an ordinary man.
们在他的名字就可以看到，他不是一个普通的人。
And he could not come out of the union of a man and woman.
他不是男和女结合之后所生的。
But God's Spirit came upon this virgin.
而是神的灵降临在这个童贞女身上。
Verse 14 again.
第十四节我们
来看。Please make this a very important verse in your memory.
请让大家在记忆里这作为一个很重要的经节。
It is a sign.
那是一个兆头。
What is a sign?
兆头是什么呢？
To differentiate Jesus from all other men.
要把耶稣分别出来，他跟其他的人是不同的。
It is not because Joseph and Mary got married.
不是因为约瑟和玛利亚结婚了。
But the Holy Spirit came upon Mary.
而是圣灵降临在玛利亚身上。
A virgin.
她是一个童女。
Oh, it is so wonderful.
这是非常奇妙的。
A young lady.
一个童女。
Who had never gone together with a man.
跟没有男性接触过的。
God came upon him, upon her.
神的灵降在她身上。
By his spirit.
通过她的灵。
This is the creative power of God.
这是神创造的能力。
How did God create life?
神怎么创造生命呢？
Oh, by his amazing power.
通过他奇妙的能力。
So by his amazing power, Mary conceived.
通过他奇妙的能力，玛利亚
怀孕生子。Now what was this son going to be like?
他的儿子是怎么样的一个人？
What kind of a person will he be?
他到底会是怎么样的一个人？
Please turn to the passage we have read. Chapter 9 of Isaiah's prophecy.
请大家翻到以赛亚书九章以赛亚的预言。
And this verse is very precious.
这段经节非常的珍贵。
It tells us who Jesus will be.
他告诉我们耶稣是一个怎么样的人。
Do you know these prophecies were made 600 to 700 years before Jesus was born?
你知道吗？这预言是在耶稣诞生600 to 700年之前，以赛亚先知说。
Please understand, our God is a God who knows the end from the beginning.
请大家明白，我们的主，我们的神明白从起初。
And he is a God who orders these events.
他也安排了这些事情的发生。
The coming of his son.
他的儿子的降临。
Is described here.
在这里被形容了。
Verse 6.
第六节。
Unto us.A child is born.
应有一婴孩为我们而生。
Unto us a son is given.
有一子赐给我们。
And the government shall be upon his shoulder.
政权必担在他的肩头上。
His name shall be called Wonderful.
他名称为奇妙测试。
Counselor.
对不起，奇妙测试。
The mighty God.
全能的神。
The everlasting Father.
永在的父。
The Prince of Peace.
和平的君。
Our focus today is on the last name given to Jesus.
今天我们要来注意的是耶稣最后
的名。The Prince of Peace.
他被称为和平的君。
Because Jesus comes, he brings peace.
因为耶稣到来带来了和平。
But to the Jews.
对犹太人来说。
Please remember Jesus was born a Jew.
请大家记得，耶稣是身为犹太人的。
You know that the Jews are very special people.
你知道犹太是一个非常特别的族裔吗？
Do you know that?
你知道吗？
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because God has selected this Jewish people to be His people.
因为神特别拣选犹太人作为他的子民。
To carry out His plan of world redemption.
来进行他要拯救这个世界的计划。
All these was in the plan of God.
这一些都是在神的计划里。
The Jews were a downtrodden people.
犹太人是被藐视、被逼迫的一群。
The greatest ambition is to see the Romans defeated.
他们最渴望看到的就是罗马被击败。
Please understand, at that time, Israel was under the control of Rome.
请大家记得，在当时候呢，以色列是由罗马。
那时候 we read of the governor of Israel was called Pilate.
所以我们听到叙利亚对不对以色列的巡抚称为比拉多。
Why is the land of Israel under a Roman governor?
为什么以色列是由罗马来统治的呢？
Nowadays we all grow up in independent Singapore.
今天我们生活在独立的新加坡。
When I grew up as a boy,
当我还年幼的时候，
Do you know that Singapore was ruled by British?
你知道新加坡是由英国人来统治的吗？
Every high post is held by British.
所有高的职位都是由英国人来做的。
So there was a feeling we don't want them.
所以我们有一个感觉，就是我们不要他们。
So the Jews were feeling very sore about it.
这些犹太人为了被罗马人统治很不开心。
We don't want the Romans to rule over us.
我们不要罗马人来统治我们。
Now these names given to Jesus
这里所有名字给
have significance.
都有它的重要性。
Can you follow the number of words, number of names given to Jesus?
你可以跟随这里所给予耶稣的名字。
Wonderful Counselor.
奇妙测试。
Mighty God.
全能的神。
Everlasting Father.
永在的父。
Prince of Peace.
和平的君。
All that the Jews wanted was somebody to get rid of the Romans.
犹太人所希望就是有人把这些罗马。
They didn't like to be ruled over.
他们不要被他们统治。
Where is the peace?
那么他们的和平在哪里呢？
Every day you go out, you see the Romans in charge.
他们每一天出门就看到罗马人在管理。
The desire of the Jews is out with the Romans.
他们渴望这些罗马人被赶出去。
Jesus came.
耶稣到来了。
The Messiah.
他是弥赛亚。
The promised Savior.
他是被应许的那救主。
But he was not going to get rid of the Romans.
但是他到来不是要赶走这些罗马人。
So that the Jews rejected him.
所以犹太人就拒绝了他。
You know all these years predicted.
你知道这些圣经都有预言到吗？
Because Jesus did not come for the purpose that the Jews expected.
因为耶稣到来的目的不是犹太人所想的。
This point is very important for us to grasp and understand.
我们必须要明白这个要点。
The Jews wanted the Romans out.
犹太人要罗马人被赶。
Will Jesus do it?
耶稣会这样做吗？
He's done all kinds of miracles.
他行了很多神迹。
He's very powerful.
他充满了权力。
No, dear friends.
没有我的朋友。
The oppression of the people was not by Romans.
他们的逼迫逼还不是来自罗马人的。
Jesus had come to set the people free.
耶稣到来是要救他们脱离。
From the oppression of sin.
要脱离罪的重担。
You know that sin is a very severe taskmaster.
你知道罪是一个很严厉的主人。
And those who commit sin are the servants of sin.
那些犯罪了就成为这个主人的奴隶了。
Jesus came and taught them.
耶稣到来教导他们。
Please turn to the book of Matthew's Gospel.
请大家翻到马太福音。
Chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew's Gospel chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
What the Jews needed was the truth of God.
犹太人所需要的是神话语的真理。
And Jesus had come to teach them the ways of God.
耶稣到来就是要教导他们关于神的道。
The truth of God is for all mankind.
神的真理是给予所全人。
The Prince of Peace was to liberate mankind under the shackle of Satan.
这个和平的君王到来是要让我们脱离被罪的捆绑，被撒旦的捆绑。
So here we read from verse 38 of chapter 5.
看马太福音第五章第38节。
You have heard that it has been said, an eye for an eye.
你们听见有话说，以眼还眼。
A tooth for a tooth.
以牙还牙。
This is the way of the world.
这是世界上的人所。
If you don't do what I like, if I'm more powerful, I will teach you a lesson.
如果你不做我要你做的事，我比你有权势。
This is the problem with human nature.
这是我们人类的问题。
Do you know that today there's one great power in the world?
你知道今天你有一个很大的权力吗？
One great power.
一个很大的权势。
Which power is it?
哪一个权势呢？
One that dominates the world.
一个就掌管了这个世界的。
Ever since China was open to the rest of the world,
自从中国开放以来，
many people say it's China.
很多人说是中国。
China will dominate the world.
中国会掌管这个世界。
What do you think?
你觉得呢？
Are dear friends,
亲爱的朋友，
the controlling power of the world is one.
这世界的权力其实属于一
个， not China.
不是中国。
You like to guess what that country is?
你想要猜一猜是哪一个国家吗？
Did you ever think of the United States of America?
你想是不是美国呢？
Ever since last century,
从上个世纪以来，
there is only one real power that controls and dominates all the rest.
只有一个国家就统治了整个世界。
But Jesus came not to exert political and military power.
耶稣到来不是要执行他政治和军事。
Today, all the governments of the world are not following the ways of God.
今天所有的政府都不是跟随神的话语的。
This verse says, verse 38.
第三十八节说，
It is taught, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth.
你们听见有话说，以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
You give me a sock on the jaw, I'll give you an uppercut on your eye.
你打我一拳，我就打你的眼睛。
This is the normal human reaction.
这是普通一般人的反应。
That's why America is the dominant world power.
所以美国能够主宰了这个世界。
And until America, you know, America was founded by believing Christians.
美国呢是基督徒立国的。
Today it is far, far removed from the faith of Jesus Christ.
今天这个国家已经很远的离开了这个信仰了。
America today is the dominant world power.
今天美国执掌了一切。
World War One.
第一世界大战。
1914-1918. World War Two. 1939-1945.
第二战
1938-1945. Who won the war?
谁赢了这两场战？
In both wars, it was America.
两场战役呢都是美国。
Do you remember?
你记得吗？
Now ever since World War Two,
从第二次世界大战以来，
there is one great world power.
就只有一个掌管整个世界的国家。
In the last 10-15 years,
在过去十到十五年，
it is America that is putting the other nations in order.
是美国这个超级强国让其他国家来
Afghanistan,
阿富汗，
Iraq,
伊拉克，
the Middle East,
中东，
all this under the control of America.
都这些都是在美国的控制之下。
So here is a power that is dominating the world.
所以这个权势就掌管了这个世界。
Then how does Jesus come as Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace?
耶稣怎么到来做奇妙测试，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君呢？
At Christmas we remember Jesus Christ came.
在圣诞节我们纪念耶稣的，耶稣
到来。Not to exert political or military power.
不是要执行军事和政治的力量。
But to cleanse the hearts of men and women.
是要洁净人人的每个人的心。
To cause men and women to wake up.
要每一个人都苏醒。
That their ways are not the ways of God.
他们所行的一切都是不是神的旨意。
Not an eye for an eye.
不是以牙还牙。
Not a tooth for a tooth.
不是以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
Verse 39.
第三十九节。
This is a teaching of the Prince of Peace.
这是和平君王所教导我们的。
That he resists not evil.
不要以恶人作对。
But whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek,
有人打你的右脸，
turn to him the other cheek also.
连左脸也转过来，由他打。
This is the spirit of this teaching.
这是耶稣教导我们的。
Not actually that when somebody slaps you on the left, you say, slap me on the right. Do not retaliate. If we keep on giving tit for tat, there will be no end to trouble.
因为我们一直做报复的行动呢，这麻烦就不会止息了。
This is a teaching of Jesus.
这是耶稣教导我们的。
So he came as a suffering servant.
所以他来是要做一个受苦的仆人。
Now you want to read about how Jesus was described by the prophet Isaiah.
现在我们要看以赛亚怎么样形容耶稣。
Chapter 53.
以赛亚书第53章。
And this is a wonderful prophecy.
这是一个非常奇妙的预言。
It describes in detail.
它很详细地形容了。
God's Son will come and be a wonderful counselor.
神的独生子到来要做一个奇妙的。
And he will come as Prince of Peace.
他到来要做和平君王。
To take away the sins of men's heart.
要把人心里的罪移除。
Once your heart is cleansed,
一旦你的心得到洁净,
life is changed.
你生命就得到改变。
Who can do it?
谁能够这样做呢?
Let's read.
那我们来读。
Isaiah 53.
以赛亚书53章。
Verse 4.
第四节。
This is a description of Jesus.
这节形容了耶稣。
What he will do for the people.
他会为人做了什么?
What he will do in your life.
他会在你生命里做了什么?
Surely he has borne our griefs, carried our sorrows.
他诚然担当我们的忧患, 背负我们的痛苦。
We did esteem him stricken.
我们却以为他受责罚。
Smitten of God, afflicted.
被神击打苦待了。
So it was during the passage of how Jesus was beaten and mocked and insulted.
你曾经读过圣经记载耶稣怎么被嘲笑,
by whom?
讥讽, 被打, 被谁呢?
By whom?
被谁呢?
By the Roman soldiers.
被罗马兵丁这样做,
by the other people around there.
被他周围的其他的人。
Jesus did not retaliate.
耶稣并没有做出任何报复的行动。
So at Christmas we remember our Savior came to teach us the ways of God.
所以在圣诞节我们纪念我们救主到来教导我们神的道。
Verse 5.
第五节。
He set us the example.
他给我们立下了榜样。
He's wounded for our transgressions.
他为我们的过犯受害。
Please understand, it says here, wounded for our transgressions.
请大家明白, 他是为了我们的过犯受害的。
When Jesus was taken to the cross to be crucified,
当耶稣被带到十字架要钉死他的时候,
what was the cause of it?
是什么原因呢?
It says here, for our transgressions.
这里圣经告诉我们是为了我们的过犯。
You say, how can it be?
你说这怎么可能呢?
Jesus was 2,000 years ago.
耶稣是活在2,000多年以前。
And he was beaten and crucified.
他被鞭打被钉死。
How can it do for my sins?
怎么可能是为了我的过犯呢?
Dear friends,
亲爱的朋友,
please understand,
请大家明白,
Jesus is God.
耶稣是神。
And when he died on the cross, he died for all humankind.
当他死在十字架的时候，是为了全人类,
including you and me.
包括你和我。
This is the true meaning of Christmas.
这是圣诞节真正的意义。
Jesus came not to make a better world.
耶稣到来不要使, 不是要使世界变得更好。
To make people more prosperous and affluent.
不是要使人过更富裕的生活。
To give people a better living on earth.
给人们在这个世界上能够过更好的生活。
This is commonly the things that people all work hard for.
这些通常都是我们努力工作为要得到的。
Jesus did not come for that.
耶稣到来不是为了这一些。
What did Jesus come for?
耶稣来为什么呢?
In order to take away our sins.
是为了把我们的罪移除。
Jesus predicted in Isaiah's prophecy.
这已经在以赛亚书被预言了。
Verse 5.
第五节。
The last sentence.
最后那一个句子,
the chastisement of our peace was upon him.
因他受的刑罚,
with his stripes, we are healed.
因他受的鞭伤,
they beat him.
他们用鞭子打他。
They mocked him.
嘲笑他。
They spat on him.
他们吐口水在他身上。
And they put him on the cross.
他们把他钉在十字架上。
Why?
为什么呢？
You ever ask yourself why?
你曾经问过这个问题吗？
When you understand why Jesus died.
没有明白耶稣为什么会死。
Why he went through that kind of suffering?
为什么要承受这样的痛苦？
All because of our sin.
都是因为我们的罪。
Because we sin.
因为我们犯罪了。
We are estranged from God.
我们与神隔离了。
Far away.
我们离神远远的。
As aliens and foreigners.
我们就好像是外地的人一样，不认识神的人。
God reconciled us.
神与我们和好。
By his son,
通过他的独生子。
Jesus took our place.
耶稣代替了我们的位置。
And then he took away our sins.
然后他把我们的罪移去了。
How can he take away sin?
他怎么能够把罪移去呢？
Did you ever wonder?
你曾经这样想过吗？
That he is a man.
因为他是人。
And he died on the cross.
他被钉在十字架。
Please understand, he was not a man like you.Any one of us.
明白，他不是像你和我这样的
人。He was God the Son.
他是神的独生子。
And he has power.
他有所有的能力。
In his life.
在他的生命里。
His life is an infinite life.
他的生命是无限的。
You have one life.
你只有一个生命。
One.
一个而已。
All of us.
我们每一个都一样。
Jesus' life is infinite.
耶稣的生命是无限的。
Let me give you a very simple illustration.
我给大家一个简单的例子。
You owe a dollar.
你欠了一块钱。
Somebody has to pay you a dollar.
有人要还你一块钱。
One life.
一个生命。
Jesus' life is different.
耶稣的生命是不同的。
An unlimited, infinite life.
是无限的，不能衡量的。
It's like a check.
就好像一个支票。
It is one plus all the zeros you can add.
是一加你所有能够加上
去的。But this is a very simple and crude illustration.
这是一个很简单，也是非常。
Jesus' life covers all lives.
意思是说，耶稣的生命能覆盖所有人的
生命。He is God.
他是神。
And when he died,
当他死的时候。
By his life, he paid our debt.
通过他的生命，他偿还了我们的债。
And when your sins are taken away, you have peace with God.
我们的罪被移去，我们就能。
That's why he is called the Prince of Peace.
所以他能够称为和平的君王。
Not political peace.
他不是，这不是政治上的和平。
Not social peace.
不是社会上的平安。
But it is.Peace in your heart.
而是在你心里面的平安。
Peace with God.
与神之间有平安。
Once you're far away.
曾经你离神很远。
Far from God.
离神非常的远。
Enemies with God.
你与神是仇敌的。
What caused us to be enemies with God?
什么造成我们是神？
The sins in our heart.
因为我们心里的罪。
All the evil thoughts we have in our heart, in our mind.
所有污秽的。
All these condemn us.
这一些都审判了我们。
And we have no hope.
没有希望。
No way back to God.
我们根本不可能回到神那里。
Jesus came.
耶稣到来了。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Says with his stripes we are healed.
通过他的鞭伤，我们可以得医。
When Jesus suffered, it was for our sakes.
当耶稣受苦的时候，是为着我们。
That we need not go through that suffering.
这样我们不用经历同样的痛苦。
What does he require of us?
他需要我们做什么呢？
Only one thing.
只有一件事。
Faith in him.
对他有信心。
Dear friends, this is the whole crux of Christianity.
亲爱朋友，这是整个基督教义的。
The whole basis of our faith is believing in God's word.
就是我们整个信心的根基，就是来。
Believing that Jesus is able because he is Son of God.
相信耶稣能够做到，因为他是神的独生子。
Do you believe him today?
今天相信他吗
？Oh dear friends, it is because he loved us.
亲爱朋友，那是因为他爱我们。
And all he requires of you is.Come to him.
他所需要你做的就是来到他的
跟前。He'll give you the peace.
他会赐给你平安。
And he'll give you life.
他也会赐给你生命。
everlasting life.
永远的生命。
This is the true meaning of Christmas.
这就是圣诞节真正的意义。
And it is all prophesied.
也已经在圣经里预言了。
Verse 6.
第六节。
It is a description of you and me.
第六节形容了你和我。
All we like sheep gone astray.
我们都如羊走迷。
Have you ever seen sheep? They're very foolish animals.
那么羊是非常笨的动物。
And they like to go astray.
他们很喜欢偏行己。
You don't have to teach the sheep to do that.
你不需要教一头羊这么做。
They all go astray.
他会走自己要走的路。
Isaiah says, all we are like sheep.
以赛亚书就说我们就像羊一样。
By nature we go against God.
我们的天性就是与神对抗的。
And we have no peace because we are enemies with God.
我们没有平安因为我们与神为敌。
At Christmas we come and recognize the Savior.
在圣诞节我们到来来承认这位救主。
Not the carols that sound so good.
不是所以那些好听的圣诞歌曲。
But because we have a Savior who loves us.
因为我们有一个这么爱我们的救主。
Who came to be a newborn baby.
他到来做一个婴孩。
Who grew up.
他长大了。
And he did all those wonderful miracles.
他行了很多奇妙的神迹。
But the most important thing he did was he went to the cross.
他所做的最重要的就是他去了十字架。
On the cross he bought our pardon.
在十字架上他赎了我们的罪。
Purchased our redemption.
他的救赎了我们的救。
Gives us forgiveness of sins.
赐给我们我们的罪能够得到赦免。
This is the true meaning of Christmas.
这是圣诞节真正的意义。
So he is worthy of our adoration.
所以他的确配得我们的敬爱。
That's all he requires.
这就是他所要求的。
Not your money.
不是你的金钱。
Not your property.
不是你的产业。
Just believe in him.
只是要来相信他。
Receive Jesus.
接受他。
As your savior.
作为你个人的救主。
All we were like sheep gone astray.
我们都像羊一样偏行。
Everyone went his own way.
个人偏行己路。
And the Lord laid on him all our iniquities.
耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
This is the meaning of Christmas.
这就是圣诞的意义。
Ah, Jesus came to give us peace.
耶稣到来给予我们和平。
But the Jews were looking for somebody great.
但是犹太人所希望得到的是一个很有。
Somebody who can kick out the Romans.
一个能够把罗马人赶出去的。
No, that was not the purpose of Jesus coming.
耶稣来到不是为了这个用意。
Jesus came for one thing.
耶稣来到只有一个。
To take away your sin and my sin.
要除掉你和我的罪。
To give us peace.
来赐给我们平安。
Do you have peace in your heart?
今天你心里有平安吗？
When you sleep in the night.
当你夜晚睡觉的时候。
And review your life.
然后你回顾你的生
活。How you have lived.
你怎么样过你的生活。
This doesn't ever occur to you that all the wrong thoughts you had.
你曾经想过你所有不好的念头吗？
And the bad things you thought of.
你所想的那些不好的事。
And the bad acts of your life.
你在生命里所行的那些不好
的。Who can take away all those debts you owe?
谁能够把你所有的债移去呢？
Jesus.
耶稣。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because he is the sinless son of God.
因为他是神无罪的独生子。
And when you owe a debt of your sin, you forfeit your life.
当你欠了罪的债，你就放弃了你的生命了。
For the wages of sin is death.
因为罪的工价乃是死。
Jesus died for us.
耶稣为我们死。
Took our debts on himself.
把我们的罪背负在他自己身上。
He is the Prince of Peace.
他是和平的君。
Receive him into your heart.
接受他今天进入你的心。
I have had Jesus as my Savior.
说我要耶稣做我的救主。
Ever since I was 10 years old.
我从十岁，我在十岁那年相信了耶稣。
I dare say most of you are already old enough to receive the Savior.
我敢说我们当中每一个人都年纪大。
Even a child of four years can receive the Savior.
甚至一个四岁的孩子也可以来接受这个。
Let's look at verse 10 and 11.
来看第十跟第十。
He pleased the Lord to bruise him.
耶和华却定义将他压伤。
And make his soul an offering for sin.
耶和华以他为赎罪祭。
For whose sin?
为了谁的罪呢？
He was God.
他是神。
He had no sin.
他没有罪。
But he paid the price for our sins.
但是他甘愿为我们的罪。
He shall see his seed.
他必看见后裔。
He shall prolong his days.
并且延长年日。
And he shall see the travail of his soul. Verse 11.
第十一节，他必看到自己劳苦的工作。
Shall be satisfied.
他便心满足了。
For by his knowledge shall my righteous servant Jesus Christ justify many.
有许多人因认识我的义仆，就是主耶稣。
When you come to Jesus and believe in Him, trust in Him, your sin debt is cancelled.
你如果来到耶稣跟前来，相信他，接受他为你的救主，你的罪就被移去了。
Dearly beloved,
亲爱的
，Go on today with a new conviction.
今天离开的时候带着一个新的信念
New assurance,
新的一个保障
I have Jesus
我有耶稣
He is the Lord of my life
他是我生命的主
He is my God
他是我的神
He is my Prince of Peace
他是我和平的君
For he took my sins
因为他担当了我的罪
I know no one else can ever take away my sin
没有任何人能够这么做
Because everyone is a sinner
因为每个人都是罪人
And your life is already forfeited
那么你的生命就会被夺去
Jesus came with a sinless life
耶稣是无罪的
And he is able to save you
他能够拯救你
Let us pray.
让我们一同来祷告。
Our Father in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
We thank thee for Jesus.
我们为了耶稣感谢你。
The Prince of Peace.
他是和平的君。
Who alone can give us peace in the heart.
唯有他能够赐给我们心里的平安。
And peace with God.
也是让我们跟神之间有平安的。
Bless your people here.
求你赐福给在座的你的孩子。
That everyone who knows Jesus will rejoice.
让每一个信耶稣的都感到欢喜。
And be a good witness for him.
能够为他做一个好的见证。
Perchance there is someone here who has not received Jesus.
我们当中有人还未曾相信耶稣的。
Even now.
就算在这个时候。
Will receive Jesus.
也会接受耶稣
into his heart,
进入他的心
and make him the Prince of Peace,
使到耶稣作为他自己的和平
Here is our prayer.
这是我们的祷告
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名
Amen.
Amen.